This is Kara. Hi. She's our Jewish lawyer. And this is Derek. He's the
jackass.
Token black.
I talk a lot of shit on the internet.
He's the token black guy on our show.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there are two black people, so I'm the token white person.
Well, you're only white passing. You're not, you know, actually.
That's because I'm Jewish. You're white. Yeah. You're passing, Carol.
Yep.
Yeah, now that I've gone back from... I finally get to feel prejudice now that the world is getting worse and worse.
I'm not celebrating that.
I'm not either.
Yeah, it's not ideal. All right, and we're back from Ty Peeing. Was it good, Ty?
What?
Your pee? Was it good? Was it a good urine?
I didn't actually.
Oh my gosh, I feel so much lighter. It was I had to have lost at least like a quarter of a pound. I told Carol that I'm restarting my diet.
And I just kind of laughed and dismissed it.
I kind of feel
Wait,
like
what Carol's kind of diet exactly?
Because she means a juice cleanse, not a diet.
Oh yeah, you're going on a cleanse. I don't. I need food.
Those aren't good for you. It's like all sugar.
Right. Like, I mean, I guess if you're doing like mostly vegetables and like some berries and some low.
Yeah, but are
foods.
You like? Are you blending up the like the pulp of the vegetables too, or just the juice? Because that can't be good for you.
No, you actually you
just
have
like
to have
some
the,
of it.
You have to have the fiber.
And you put like essential.
Yeah.
Spinach or mixed greens, flaxseed, and then
celery.
Like, they tell
but is it a smoothie or is it juiced?
No, it's a smoothie. Because then they say to add frozen strawberries, every day it's a different thing.
Yeah.
But
the thing is,
I can have apples, I can have like cucumbers and vinegar, I can have so. There's a list of
low calorie foods.
Yeah, and crispy veg. So I'm going to have to probably go to Whole Foods to get the good stuff because Walmart is garbage. And then, you know, the Mercado that I go to, you know, it's mostly chilies and Mexican related. So
yeah,
to get all of that. But I've got the flaxseed and what have you. And then I'm going to do the.
Maybe put you a little bit of coconut oil in there so you can have a little bit of healthy.
That's where it stopped.
No, not coke. We're not on the cocaine diet. That's not what we're doing here.
Coconut
oil. Yeah.
And you wouldn't need all those other ingredients.
And maybe, I don't know, get like a scoop of whey or something so you can at least have a little bit of protein. I mean, I know.
Oh, but that bulks you up though, doesn't it?
Nah, I mean, a little bit won't hurt. Like, you do need protein. Like, so the human body is okay without consuming any carbohydrates. I mean, you can make those from like, you know, stored fat or even protein if it has to. But like essential oils, you know, healthy fats and proteins, your body can't produce some of those. And you have to have those from your diet or it takes it away from your tissues. Anyway,
part of the Insurrection Nutrition Channel.
You know what? I'm editing that out. No one wants to hear my fucking dietary advice. All right. So back to Trump news. I mean, that really is what it has been for the past few years here. But guess what? Not so much anymore. Again, like I said, trouble in paradise. So Trump hadn't been on there since September of 2022 as we're recording this. It is currently March of 2023. You can do the math on how many months that's been. Eric and Don Jr. also ceased their appearances on Fox, along with the other one, also known as Laura.
Who?
Laura.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I said the other one, who was once a paid Fox contributor. New York Post, one of Murdoch's other properties, turned on Trump after the 2022 midterms. Openly calling for DeSantis to be the 2024 Republican frontrunner after having provided its undivided support for Trump for years. As part of Dominion's lawsuit against Fox, they found in the deposition that he wished, rather Rupert Murdoch wished in hindsight that the news network had been stronger in denouncing the fraud claims that they clearly knew were lies, but proceeded to spout anyway. And he also said that several of his top anchors, such as Hannity and Jeanine Pirro, Judge Boxer Juan, had, quote, endorsed the misinformation. And it's important that to note that Murdoch's mention of an endorsement is, well, it's for the purposes of the lawsuit, proves that not that Fox News hosts were just repeating claims made by Trump and his cronies, but they actually like endorsed said claims, even though, again, we've covered this a number of times here now, that they knew that they were false. So that's important for that. But
Judge Jeanine, I couldn't tell. On the spectrum, she seems pretty incompetent.
She was very convincing in her stupidity. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, the drunkenness, like, I guess that's why she was drunk all the time. Maybe she had to get through this facade. Sorry, I don't want to care about her psyche.
Ty, do you ever watch Fox News?
I do not watch Fox News, but I have seen Judge Boxer Wine. And it, it is incredulous to me. Well, she was an actual fucking judge. Like in real life. Oh, and that's man. Like come across my mind for a lot of these people. And there's like, oh, they did this, they did that. And I'm like.
You mean like Laura Ingraham, like having a law degree?
And what, engaging like, in this? Have they done in the system? Like to be like, it makes me want to like go back and question. And actually I was listening to, I think it was Midas Touch.
Shout out to the Midas peoples.
And apparently the correct pronunciation is Ingraham.
Fuck Laura Ingraham. Fuck her name. Fuck everything she stands for. Fuck her show. Fuck her network. Fuck her boss, which she's probably done.
She's gay. I mean, it's widely known that she's a lesbian. If she would just come out of Laura Ingraham, Nazi Ingraham, Nazi broad.
Pardon the insurrection, also loves the vagina.
But if she would just come out of the closet, which is how I feel about Carrie Lake, it would.
See, you say that. Are there rumors of that? Because I don't know that to actually.
Is it the just case. The haircut?
Yeah.
No. It's not the hair. It's not just the haircut. So I'm
hanging
just
out at drag clubs.
You know what? Since you've admitted your affections for Paul Ryan, I'll admit it. I would give Carrie Lake a lick.
Lake would fucking destroy
Carrie Lake.
That bitch would destroy you, dude. But my history of being in the scene, frequenting the drag clubs, wearing t-shirts, promoting your friends, having your friends like her, bringing the Fox News, the local Fox News people to the clubs where they would go. And the fact that, well, you know, haven't seen her with anybody of even any sex.
I don't think that's necessarily indicative of anything, but I guess like.
No, I'm not saying that, but just putting all of those things together.
Yeah, she's the eternal bachelorette, right?
But I don't think she's a bachelorette. I honestly think that she's gay.
That's just wishful thinking on your part.
No.
You would hit that, wouldn't you?
She's a self-hating person right now. Like, she's self-hating.
We know how that goes. We're familiar with how the Republican Party works.
She's the female mad slap, I'm sure of it. And
She's
self-hating.
Allegedly. Allegedly. We're going to have to edit this out of the podcast so we don't face a lawsuit.
She sold
her to anything bad about herself. Mad slap.
For fame.
No, and Carrie now, Lake. You know,
yeah, I know, but yeah.
Well, she's quite lawsuit happy, even though she's dropped a number of them after Trump's legal team got faced with some massive sanctions. But I don't want Carrie Lake to be the thing, pardon the insurrection, get sued over. Like, I want to aim higher.
But she is so dumb. So she, hold on, I'm sorry, I'm chewing. But she has, like, I don't know. There's something. She's a crazy bitch.
That's, you don't I mean, say.
That's
isn't that like the common theme with everyone in the Republican Party at this point? They're all crazy bitches.
Have you seen the little fight between her and Jenna Ellis? The little the cat fight?
No, I have not. Are they like pulling hair? Is this like a physical cat fight or like just a verbal sparring? No, it's a
Twitter
cat
fight. Probably Twitter.
But yeah. Somebody had to screenshot because both them bitches blocked me. But she, Jenna Ellis was like, oh, I watch Carrot Legs. Lackluster. And then Carrot Legs War Room responded, you would know. And then and the they went on and back and well, I never had anything negative to say about you before, but blah blah blah. And they're like, okay.
Hate to give Carrie Lake any credit, but like the one thing she is not when it comes to being performative is lackluster. Like, I don't approve of Carrie Lake in any way, but she is
except for vagina licking.
Okay, that's totally fair. Like, that's okay. If Carrie Lake, if you're listening and you lick vaginas, I approve.
No, I meant you said you'd hit it. Never mind.
No.
Lick but it. The thing you specifically is, offered.
Well, what people forget is that Carrie Lake was an anchor, a news anchor.
Yes. So she's very polished.
Very polished when it comes to talking to the public. And, you know, and then the people of Arizona, of course.
Well, okay. To be fair, like just because you're an anchor doesn't mean you're actually polished at your job. You know, Judge Box of Wine here's looking at you, Chuck Todd. I mean, you know, you're not an alcoholic on the air, but like you're not necessarily anyway, continue. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, you know, she is polished. She knows how to play to a crowd.
I mean, you sound like you're eating Carrie Lake as we speak.
I'm actually eating the rest of my Oso Buco that we had last night.
Look, I'm so hungry, man. I can't talk about food.
It's so damn good.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Anyway.
All right. Well, then let's finish up and you can get your snack.
Yeah. I'll find something to eat that's more fulfilling than Carrie Lake.
All right.
So he's fighting with Fox News.
So after the. After the revelations from Rupert Murdoch's deposition, Trump responded on a social media platform. Well, you know, the one where it's called Truth, but it's nothing but lies, saying that if Rupert Murdoch honestly believes that the presidential election of 2020, despite massive amounts of proof to the contrary, was not rigged and stolen. And he spelled that like S-T-O-L-L-E-N.
Stolen.
Stolen.
He's clearly obsessed with Russia. I think we've nailed that. Like we've beat that horse into the ground. Not rigged and stolen. Then he and his group of MAGA hating globalist rhinos should get out of the news business. Wait, should I read this in the Trump voice? I really don't feel like doing it. And no one wants to hear his voice anyway. Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, so he was saying that Murdoch and his group of MAGA-hating globalist rhinos should get out of the news business as soon as possible because they are aiding and abetting the destruction of America with fake news. He then went on to say...
That part is correct.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're admitting in these depositions that literally what's everything the irony? They say is fake.
What?
Yeah.
That's a gag. Yeah, they're aiding and abetting fake news. You don't say.
Right. And it's just the irony of Trump calling the truth fake news. He then went on to say that certain brave and patriotic Fox News hosts who he scorns and ridicules got it right. He got it wrong. They should be admired and praised, not rebuked and forsaken. This fucking jackass.
So, damn Janine, back her box of wine.
Franzia, if you're listening.
That's perfect.
Franzia wants something a little classier for their children. Like an adorable puppy.
On February 28th, Trump accused the media mogul of throwing his anchors under the table with his testimony, which is accurate. But I mean, it's one thing to lie on your fucking news network. It's another thing to lie in fucking court when that comes with consequences. So, I mean, I guess you could ask Rupert Murdoch to lie, even though they have the fucking text messages and emails. I don't know.
I'm sure he made a lot more money from his like destruction of our democracy for news ratings then he is going to lose in this. Well, what's he? How much is the defamation? What's the damages they're seeking? Do you know?
So I think Dominion is aiming for like over $1.5 billion with the B. And
that's nothing to him, right?
Smartmatic is like 2.7 or something billion.
Yeah. So it's that. See, you're like, oh, the 1 point. Well, that's not nothing. But also
it's not nothing, but for Rupert Murdoch, how much do you think he made off this? He's like calculated. He's like, yeah, I'll just.
Well, here's the thing. So again, you compute that with the other lawsuit, Smartmatic. If both of them come away winning their suits just in the damages they're seeking, that's over $4.2 billion, somewhere around there.
It's a lot. I mean, it says that they're not.
Well, that's just actual damages. I think given that this lawsuit is in
punitive damages.
Yeah, in Delaware, where there's no cap on punitive damages.
Okay.
Oh, they could get fucked up, son.
I didn't realize it was in Delaware, because in Texas, everything is capped at like $750,000, regardless of what the jury.
Yeah, really? I think we covered that when we were talking about the Alex Jones.
Yeah, and it was
Alex Jones case. Though I think in that specific case, didn't they agree for the so the jury awarded. Damages above the cap. Anyway, I don't remember off the top of my head, but yeah.
But
this might not, I mean, I don't actually know what the cash flow situation is at Fox News, but whatever it is, multiple billions of dollars will hurt anyone.
Yeah.
So how much is it against Fox News, and what are they asking from Rupert Murdoch and his anything in his personal capacity?
I don't know if Murdoch will have to come out of his own pockets. I mean, I guess I could like research that.
Let's just not know.
Yeah, I don't know if they're doing, but this is like against the corp. But I don't know if they're suing him personally, which they should. I'd do that too, but.
Yeah, I mean, right. Because clearly he like personally directed Fox to do half the shit as it is.
Well, after his testimony, that's public. They'll be able to use that. So it may be coming.
Right.
Like before, there hadn't been anything said. So there was like no real, like, what's the basis to sue him personally?
I mean, the real question is like, why the fuck didn't they settle? Like, what the fuck? Like,
still want to fight that shit is crazy.
This is insane. They're going to lose. Maybe. They might not even make it to trial because the evidence is so fucking damning.
Yeah. Do you think it was Dominion who didn't want to settle?
I mean, I could see a scenario where Dominion is looking at this from like a perspective beyond like the financial incentive of settling and not having to go to court and prove all of this and to just stick it to Fox News. Cause I mean, you know, someone should. This shit is fucking out of control.
And no, like, that makes a lot of sense, D, because if they just settle, there's like no admission of like, oh, we just settled, but there's no. But getting them on the record, that saves Dominion's reputation moving forward for their business. Forward. So they need this. They need these testimonies. They need these admissions on the record to say they were full of shit.
Right.
Yeah, I because bet Fox did want to settle.
International company, and that makes a lot of sense. Like, I wouldn't settle either, because then it makes it like it's just about the money, but they're a real fucking business.
Yeah, they might look at the math and think that, you know, a couple $100 million isn't worth the long-term damages done to their reputation.
So. Because you're still a company. You've got 300 employees worldwide. Like, you want to still have your business. Absolutely. Like, when people settle, like, if you're an individual, that's one thing, because you're a person, like, or whatever. But this is
a person.
This was a real functioning business.
No, Carol, you're just a piece of meat to us. Sorry.
So, what kind of meat?
You're just a matzo ball, Carol.
I don't know.
Carol the donut turns into Carol the matzo.
Oh yeah, you're.
I don't have the physique of a matzo ball.
I have some Manischewitz matzo ball soup mix.
What kind of physique do you have again?
Matzo ball.
It's also not that. I was going to say I'm more of a hot steamy brisket.
Oh, so good.
All right, I'm going on a low-carb diet in that case. I don't know where the fuck we were going. Yeah. So after all this, like,
there's so much Trump's sugar in the brisket.
No, not that. Trump's inability to look at like the position Fox News is in and Rupert Murdoch is in, like, he's clearly like he's trying to say shit that won't get him nailed for lying in court.
Yeah.
And then Trump is piling on for like Murdoch having to tell the fucking truth. Like, it's just an extreme lack of loyalty. Like, cause no one's, well, other than Mike Pence, no one's kissed Trump's ass more than Fox News. And this is how he fucking repays that. Like, that's what you know what? That's what you get for being loyal to this motherfucker.
Dude, like, fall on your sword. That's his attitude. Like, yeah, he thinks everyone should.
Yeah. That's right. Like, a guy who has literally has no loyalty to anyone.
Right. But like, Trump would never fall on his sword for anybody. That's what, yeah. It's like, what the fuck? And you like hammering Murdoch. And
that would,
like,
have to be a big sword.
No one's.
He's kind of hefty.
We're not fat shaming. But also, I guess he could go on a juice cleanse like Utah. I don't know. You know, and look, sometimes, you know, I'm in the curves. There's no shame in that. Just not his particular. Anyway. Yeah, it's just fucked up, man. Fox News is a shit show. And they're on the record like, yeah, we lie for Trump all the time. And then Trump is still out here like throwing barbs at Murdoch. What a fucking disaster, right? But, and I was talking about this late last year about the coming MAGA Civil War, right? The idea that because Trump's a loser and he keeps on causing everyone to fucking lose, and like the MAGA movement is inevitably doomed, that it would eventually cause, just the fact that their interests are no longer aligned, it will eventually cause people to start looking out for their own self-interests where they can. And that will eventually create a scenario where either Trump will have to go down or the party will have to be consumed by the toxic far right. And that's going to play out not only with Fox News and Trump, but it will also come to fruition in the Republican primary over the next year.
A beautiful thing.
I was reading somewhere that they're changing the primary rules. Wyoming. That they're trying, because they have open primary, like you can vote for whoever. Right. But because so many Dems voted for Cheney. So they're closing that and changing the laws, the Wyoming GOP. Right.
They don't want Democrats trying to rig the primary.
She still lost. So, like, why? Like,
Well, that's because absolutely no Republicans were going to vote for Cheney because she's, you know, clearly not she's not a shill for Trump to the level of Fox News at this point. I mean, you know, that was her punishment for being a part of the January 6th committee. But yeah, well, no, I can totally understand.
She's a professor at the University of Virginia. So
yeah, that's some shit show. No, but I can clearly understand why Wyoming would want to change those rules. Because theoretically, what Democrats could do is, you know, considering the Democratic candidate is probably destined to lose, is they could help select a Republican candidate in the primary that wouldn't be a diehard Trumper. You know, and that would just be another way of ensuring, I mean that would just add to the rift in the Republican Party, right? Cool. I guess, what are we looking at here at this point? Like, who is the current front runner for 2024? If it's not Trump, it's DeSantis. But like, I feel
so far
like
DeSantis, I think. It can't be him. He sucks. And I don't just mean like he's a vile and repugnant person. I just don't think he's charismatic. I don't think he's as capable as he thinks he is.
Wait, okay. What was the dumbass from New York who was running for president in 2020 and he spent all that fucking money?
Bloomberg?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Okay, so what DeSantis is Bloomberg. Like, he gets all this press for this crazy shit he's doing and like all the money he's pumped into his campaign. But like, the second he steps on stage to open his mouth, everyone's going to see what a fucking dipshit he is, and it's going to set his entire fucking campaign on fire. the same way it did for Bloomberg, right? Like, Bloomberg spent like $1 billion on all those fucking ads. So you're like, oh yeah, like this is the picture of, you know, that we have of Bloomberg. And then like he shows up for the actual date and you're like, oh, there's not enough drinks to make him look like his profile picture. Same with DeSantis.
I don't know. I'd fuck Bloomberg though. But
oh my God, Ty, who wouldn't you fuck? That list seems long.
Ron DeSantis?
Suck it, Ron.
Well, are you sure? Have you seen the boots? That's not a turn on.
No time for you, DeSantis. Well, Reichstag, Ron. But yeah.
That was funny.
He has the charisma of paint drying. He would be absolutely destroyed by my fucking 9-year-old.
I mean, that's the thing, right? Yeah, you, Carol, have you heard DeSantis actually speak?
I think that might be why he still has yet to announce that. And another theory I have is that the GOP-controlled legislature in Florida is trying to figure out a way to change the law. So what they did was, it's called resign to run. If you're going to run for an office, you have to resign. And they did that because there was a Democrat who wanted to run for a Senate seat, leave her representative seat. So they did that to try to stop her. But now that Ron is running, and then they had all of their arguments for why they did that. But now that Ron is running, they're like, you know, we might need to look at the law. I think they're trying to figure that out. This is
a case of them trying to rig the shit and it coming back to bite them in their own ass.
Yeah, but I think that the legislature is trying to figure out how to reword, how to redo this to clear the way for him to announce. And I honestly think that's the
They're going to be like, oh, it doesn't apply to state seats or something. That's what they'll do. They'll find some kind of fucking exception for it.
Yeah, they're going to try.
Okay, look, I'll tell you, I mean, I have some semblance of an idea of what DeSantis is doing, right? So let's say you want to run against Trump, right? There's only going to be a handful of people who would be favored to even be competitive with Trump. And for those people, it doesn't actually do them any good to announce early. Cause I mean, you know, like if you're in a favored position, you just want to stay in your strong position and not do anything that would either make you a target or fuck up your potential candidacy. Right. So everyone who announced early, who Tim Scott and other motherfuckers, who
Nikki Haley and Marianne Williamson.
Oh, she's not running as Republican, but yeah, these other motherfuckers who have no constituent. Yeah, well, no, I'm talking about Republicans. We don't care about Marianne Williamson. Her fucking old crappy ass ain't gonna win shit anyway. She don't even know how to fucking. I don't care about Marianne Williamson.
You're flustering.
Fuck her and her books. So the Tim Scotts of the world, right? Because they have no constituency, it behooves them to get in as early as possible to try and fundraise and get an audience and build support and build momentum as a potential alternative to Trump. Because I assume that what they're expecting is that at some point Trump will be indicted and
or he'll die.
I mean, they're hoping for that. Again, one of the biggest.
It would be so much more convenient for them.
Okay. So, look, side tangent. One of the biggest unspoken secrets in the Republican Party is that they all wish Trump would just die and go away, right? Because he's clearly a loser. He's doomed. If Trump wins the nomination for the 2024 Republican candidacy, they're going to lose again. So they want to get him out of the way, right? But they don't want to actually do their own dirty work. They want something else to take him out of the way so they can, you know, I guess if he dies, they can hold him up as some kind of Reagan-esque figure, or if he's indicted or whatnot, they can, you know, rail against Biden's DOJ and do their, you know, their fucking political spiel about how, you know, the white man has been wronged in America. But they don't want to actually take him out. Like, no one wants to be that sacrificial lamb because that'll be the end of their career in politics, right? So that's what everyone's waiting for. So if you're in a strong position, you're like, oh, I'll just sit back and wait for that to happen. And if you're in a weak position, you're like, oh, I'll announce early and try to amass as much support as possible for the time that comes. And when Trump is at his weakest, they will all pounce. And you're going to see it coming. I'm calling it now. Like, you can save this podcast. Because we'll be reminding you in the future of when I predicted all of this.
And let's not pull a George Santos. And I mean, the DNC's part in that. When we find out who the candidate is, let's do like a basic background check this time. Thanks.
That makes so much sense.
Right. Okay. So here's the other unspoken secret in going around in Republican circles. I mean, don't ask me how I know this. I mean, there's a rumor mill. Rumor mill. Okay, so Trump's hold on the base, as far as like Republican voters is concerned, like even in his weakest, I mean, it could be 20% of Republican voters. And like, let's say Trump doesn't get the nomination, right? Whether it's because he's indicted or just because somehow DeSantis or some dark horse candidate comes along and steals the show the way he did in 2016. Trump owns such a significant portion of voters that if he decides to just say, fuck it, I'll just sabotage the Republican Party. We'll run Don Jr. in a handful of swing states and get him on the ballot as an independent. Like, again, they're fucked. Like,
yeah,
because Republicans have been winning these elections by like a half a percentage point in some of these states. Right. And like, you know, tens of thousands of voters. I mean, if Trump has like 150,000 people in these swing states vote for Don Jr., it's over. Like, not only is it over for like Republican presidential candidates, it might be over for the fucking party in 2024. So they're like, oh my God, what the fuck are we supposed to do? And they don't have a fucking plan. They're just like hoping it all resolves itself.
They're just hoping he dies.
Yeah.
that's pretty much the plan.
Like, yeah, that's the plan. Hope Trump
can
dies.
Can he really hold on?
He eats cheeseburgers every day. How long can he last? Yeah.
I don't know. Hate is it's a like
powerful drug.
Plastic surgery.
Plus, I mean, he probably literally sold his soul. If that's a thing, then he did it.
That's true.
The literal devil.
Literally made a deal with the devil.
Well, I'm sure it involves sacrificing some kids.
And that devil's name is Putin.
And he did. He sacrificed a million people.
To
the pandemic gods. Oh man, I forgot. Like, you know, I try not to think about the fucking, I'm sorry. It's going to make it dark. Never mind. Just forget I even brought up the pandemic. Like, I know it still exists and we're still in the midst of it, but at least we got the fucking vaccines. Thank you, Joe Biden. Do either of you have a candidate for the shithole of the week award? Cause I ain't got none. I've been fucking up this week.
I mean, Eric, it's summer talk too obvious.
Tennessee's Governor Bill Lee for his
I live in Tennessee, so yeah, Bill Lee on this, you know, anti drag shit. Like, everyone can have a gun, but if you're a guy, you can't wear a dress. Like, what the fuck? Yeah, fuck his ass. You are hereby awarded the shithole of the week award.
I won 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, good job. Like, yeah, once you said it, I was like, oh yeah, he won. And what's really great is there's a picture of him going around of him I can't remember if he was in
high school. He's dressed up as a girl. No, but what people aren't also saying is he's flanked by women dressed as men. So he was not the only one, quote unquote, dressed in drag.
Yeah. So
there's like three girls like flanking him.
Right. Dressed as guys. Yeah.
Dressed as guys.
My takeaway from that was like, drag for thee, but not for me.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. Fuck that guy. You, sir, are a piece of shithole. if anyone wants, like, I'm sure someone's listening to this. Like, what the fuck is this shithole thing? Like, why do you do that? It's from when Trump was talking about a number of countries in Africa, and he referred to them in private as shithole countries.
Mm-hmm. It became public.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the origin story for the name of the shithole of the week award. Carol, are you high?
How about you?
Oh, this looks nice, Carol.
Yeah, can you like wear the sash and nothing else for us?
How many do you have to do?
8.
Oh,
Jesus Christ!
So this is number 6. So I'm not doing too bad.
Okay, that's not okay. So you've been
working. I mean, you're doing.
I haven't sewed them yet, but that's the easiest part.
You've done all this work, and you know, for both this company, is it a production studio? What do they do? They put on plays.
Community theater.
I love it. Community theater is.
You've got all these jobs, and no one pays you. I'm so sorry.
At my other job, they pay me.
Okay, well that's fair.
You're
the boss lady of the legal team, right?
Yeah, I'm in charge of the whole legal team. I used to make that joke all the time when I was the only employee in the legal team.
and now you're the actual boss.
And now you're now it's real.
I have one employee,
and then you're married to him.
And I'm married to him.
Does he enjoy that dynamic at work? Or
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, because I don't have any qualms about being, you know, I don't have any qualms about a woman being authority figure at the job.
No, he doesn't either.
Yeah. Well, it might be difficult. I mean, not difficult. It might be different if we were in a relationship. Like, I don't know how that would go, but I mean, you know, look. Anyway. Totally off topic. So do either of you have any closing thoughts?
Stay strong.
Ty, you can talk about literally anything you want to, anything that's bugging you. You need to get off your chest or whatever the fuck. So
I'm incredibly sad a lot these days.
Oh no. Do you need a hug?
I need a lot of hugs. I am watching in real time. Shit, this little piece of ice dropped out of my fridge on its own right now.
That happens. It was stuck in the chute.
Oh, is that okay? So it's not haunted. Okay.
As long as it's not stuck to your butt.
But it is like, it was.
It is stuck to her butt.
Seeing how. That
was the money.
People are so anti everything. It's completely disheartening that we couldn't even enjoy Black History Month. Women's History Month, we're 5 days in, and literally nothing is about women's history. Like, this is the anniversary of Bloody Sunday, but CPAC overshadowed Obama's speech on Friday, you know,
Otis's
time today. And one thing that I did love about the first person, because I was watching it on PBS, the whole thing, and she was like, you know, that she was very thankful to Biden for a lot of things. So she's like, but there's also a lot of things you still need to do. And then she looked back at him, and I appreciate her, you know, even though he was there, she's like, thank you for coming. She was like, but at the same time, these issues that he hasn't taken up, why should he if we're not taking it up?
Yeah.
Like, if we're not willing to fight for it, why should he fight for it if we're not and we're the ones being affected by it? And that
you say that, but like, it is literally his job to lead the country on things. I know, like, that's not the case when Republicans are in charge, but like,
I get that. But she was saying, you know, like, a lot of the great things that he has done, but certain other issues that kind of get, fall to the wayside. Yeah. But I appreciated that, you know, she wasn't pandering, like, because POTUS is here, I'm gonna hold my tongue or shut my mouth or, you know.
He's not offended by that. So
no, not at all. And
like, where he does have failings, that's not one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and she said, she's like, he's not perfect. Well, of course, we all know that. She's like, I've been married for a man for 52 years and he's not, you know, either. So not to judge him that you didn't get every single thing you want, but what he is doing is moving this country forward. What he is doing is recognizing these things. And I just wish that the rest of the country, not the rest of the country, a third of the country, would just open their minds. And it's so frustrating. You know, like I told you, I freaking made a post about John Lewis and Bloody Sunday and that we owe him a debt. And he's like, why is the crime so high? Like, that's where they are. Like, what do you say to that? Like, that person, obviously.
Yeah, that person is lost.
That person is lost. Like, I said, that is nothing that go, what the fuck does...
Are you familiar with the allegory of Plato's cave?
I am not. Yeah. Go on.
Just to dumb it, I mean, it's not overly complicated. Just the idea that, like, some people are just so lost. Like, so the allegory is the idea of this person that's trapped in the cave. But not only can they not see, like, there's a light flickering behind them and the shadows are projected on the wall. And they're so lost and have so little of a concept of what is real that the projection of the shadows on the wall is what they think is reality. Not even realizing that that's just a projection from the light behind them, but not even realizing then that, like, there's a whole entire world outside of the cave that is actual reality. And they don't even have the remote ability to process that there's, like, this whole actual world out there. They're stuck in their little cave. And then even inside their little cave, they can't even see reality for what it is. But yeah, that's what that person is. He's the person in the cave.
Yeah. And it's just heartening. It's so disheartening to me. And it, like I said, it makes me sad. Like, I've been crying for days. Like, when I think about the sacrifices made, when I'm reading a story about freaking the woman who was the catalyst for the march on Bloody Sunday, being beat, seeking refuge, and her 82-year-old father being beaten with billy clubs, and her son trying to stop them and being shot in the gut at close range and dying. And Martin Luther King.
I gotta tell you, it was tough trying to read that too.
Tough trying to write it. Like, I was in tears, like my eye, I couldn't even see, like trying to.
I can imagine.
If anyone's
listening to this, that's up for, you know, being totally brokenhearted and discouraged. You can find that on Ty's Substack, which is called As I See It.
The World As I See It.
The World As I See It. Sorry, Ty. The World As I See It .substack or whatever. Yep. Go check that out. Fun times. I'll put that in the show notes so you won't actually have to try and decipher whatever the fuck it is I just said.
Yeah. I'm feeling incredibly unsafe in this world, like the whole world. Even when I sit and I think, oh, okay, where would I go? But the world is falling to fascism, like, everywhere. And
we all have to figure out a way to do our own part so that that's not the inevitable conclusion. You know, it's tough, but anyone listening to this, and not that I'm saying you should be inspired by us, but we don't have any idea how to fix all these massive fucking problems, but at least we're trying.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, we can't give up. I mean, we have to keep at it. We have to stay strong. And the, you know, things that kind of calm me down a bit, and I'm like, okay, you know, slavery ended
eventually.
Hitler died, but how many people lost their lives in the meantime, before the clarity, before the rise up, before are we at that point?
Well, it's 2023 and we're still dealing with neo-Nazis. So that's just like proof that just because we resolve certain issues doesn't mean there aren't long lasting impacts.
But they used to be on the fringe, like in the 90s, and they would talk about, you know, when they would wear the Doc Martens, and like when American History X came out, which was a perfect I love that. I love that movie. But
our closing, your closing thoughts are going to be like a whole episode of the podcast.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No. I wasn't telling you to wrap it up. No, I was just like, continue, please.
Pardon the closing thoughts.
Give me more. Give me more, Ty. This is some good shit.
They were on the fringe. It was like, oh, these neo-Nazis. Now they're just Nazis. There's no neo about them. There's no nuance. There's no conjecture. They are just full on Nazis, and they're not in the background anymore. They're not on the fringe. They're not something to scoff at or dismiss. They are in our face. They are here every day, and we have to do something. I don't know what that something is, but we have to do something.
I mean, again, you've said it on, you know, pardon the insurrection doesn't endorse violence, but if you kill some fucking Nazis, I just will turn the other way and pretend like I didn't see what happened.
I don't hate it.
No.
Okay, I'm done.
I'm okay with that too.
It's not this, my closing thoughts.
Carol, any closing thoughts for you this evening?
I also like killing Nazis in theater. Not that I have performed that action.
I mean, clearly we've watched the Tarantino movie.
I don't know, man. I'm tired. I gotta keep going. Yeah, that's some similar tack to time, man. We're all tired, but we gotta keep going. We shouldn't be. I was thinking when you were mentioning that woman's speech, where she addressed Biden, like it shouldn't be incumbent upon the population to like constantly have to fight to save themselves from like having basic rights taken away. But it is.
You say that, but I feel like that's more common for more nations than not.
I'm just saying it shouldn't have to be this way, but it is. So yeah. As Ty was saying, we got to just keep moving forward, you know, give it what you can. That's it. I only have trite things to say right now because I'm just tired now. Yeah, well, 12:30. I'm 2 hours ahead of Ty and 1 hour ahead of D. So I'm usually, trailing off by the end.
It's okay. I run out of juice all the time. Don't feel bad. As for my closing thoughts, Ty, I think you were alluding to the idea that like it's supposedly women's history.
Look at my boobs.
Okay. As a side tangent, like if we haven't brought this up on the podcast enough, like Ty has humongous boobs. And hopefully you don't feel objectified by us mentioning that. It's just a statement of fact. No, so you were saying, it's very ironic, the point I was about to make. You were alluding to the fact that it's Women's History Month, supposedly, and you don't even feel like it's Women's History Month. Sometimes I feel the same way about Black History Month. It's like, I don't even know what this is anymore. Like, what are we supposed to do with this? But not that. You know, there are exact parallels between being Black and being a woman, but I do kind of understand from my own personal experiences and the experiences of Black people in this history, especially with, you know, just being part of a marginalized community. I try to have some kind of idea of what it might be like to be a woman in America. And I imagine if it's anything like being Black, it's fucking exhausting. And while it is nice to have like a whole month dedicated to, you know, women's experiences and, you know, both historical and present, sometimes, man, like I can only imagine how hard it must be just getting to the point where you're a mediocre woman. It's the same thing with Black. Like there's just so many more obstacles in the way of being successful. Or even exceptional, that like just to get to the median is a fucking accomplishment. But
yeah, it's exhausting.
It's exhausting. Yeah,
it's exhausting. I mean, there's just no other way to put it. It is all so incredibly exhausting because this isn't the fight that I thought that I would have to have at this point in my life.
Right.
You know, like, of course, you're moving forward, progress, whatever. But this fight, you know, is not the one that I thought. Like that fight was fought.
It feels like we should be further along, and it seems like we're moving backwards at times.
That we're starting from scratch. I feel like we're starting in Reconstruction. You know, like literally, that's how it feels with the suppression and everything else. Like we're
back. I mean, women have fewer rights now than they did 20, 30 years ago. It's insane. It's unfortunate. But look, if you're a woman, hang in there. If you're black, hang in there. If you're Jewish, hang in there. If you're a white guy, oh, fucking well. And that concludes this episode of Part of the Insurrection.
Woo-hoo. That's going to be Tucker's sound grab on the show. If you're a white guy,